Okay, Rabosai, we're here on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Today's Daf is Daf Nun Hei. If you have been bored or kind of hoping for a change from animals and things that they wear outside, so we got two blot of Agarata for you until the end, of the Perek. So we had just been talking about how the Zakenim, how the Rabbanim who do not protest, or protest, as it were, when people do Averos, they get blamed and they get punished for those Averos, even if they themselves didn't commit them. So we're going to go weiter with that on that topic and talk a bit more about that. We're one line down on Nunheim and Aleph. Rav Yehuda have a Yosef Kamei de Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda was hanging out with Shmuel. Asai Hahi Edita, a woman came before them, right? I guess Mistam and Bezdin, she wanted them to get judged. Katsavka Kamei, she was yelling at him, meaning about some sort of something in Beis Din. V'lo hama mishkachle, but Shmuel wasn't paying any attention to him. So Amalei, Sir Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, some of the Mar, do not hold Otem Osno Mizakas Dao Gam Hu Yikra, V'lo Yaneh, do not hold the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in, where is that Pasuk? In Mishle. If you close your ears to the cry of someone who is poor, so you yourself will not be answered. And why are you ignoring her? Samalei Shinana, sharp one. That was the nickname for Rav Yehuda. Shmuel called him Shinana because he was sharp. He was smart. Reishcha b'kiriri, reisha de reishcha b'chamimi. So Rashi says, literally that means your head is in cold water, but your head's head is in hot water. What that means, Rashi says, is saying that I am not in the position to answer her. The one on top of us, meaning Mar Ukva, who we're going to see in a second, Mar Ukva is the Rosh Beis Din. He's the one who needs to pay attention to her. I'm not the one who can ultimately judge her case, and therefore he wasn't paying any attention to her. Yosef Mar Ukva Av Beis Din. Right? Mar Ukva is the Av Beis Din. The Chidim, because the Pasuk says, Beis David Ko Amar Hashem, Dino Levaker Mishpat Latzilu Gazul Miyad Oshek Pente Tzeke Eish Chamasiru V'Arav Ein Mechabem Epnei Ruah Ma'alehem. And Rashi says that that pasuk, right, is that the only one who gets punished in that scenario is Mishi Biyado Lishpot, someone who is able to judge the case, and that was Mar Ukva, who was the Beis Din. Okay. Amalei Reb Zera Le Reb Simon. Luchin Hu Mar Lahani Debei Reish Galusa. Right? Reb Zera once said to Reb Simon, you should give Tochacha, you should give, kind of correct the people in the house of the Reish Galusa, who are doing Averos. He said back to him, Lo Mekabli Minai, they're not going to accept it from me. So there's no point in telling them what they're doing is Aser. He said back to him, Av Fagav, Lo Mekabli Luchinumar. Right? Even though they won't be Mekabel, you should still give Tokacha. You should still tell them what they're doing is Aser. Amar Nachab Rebbe Chanina, Ma'olam Lo Yotz Tamida Tova Pnei Kosh Baruch Hu V'Chazer Ba L'Ra Chutz Midav Arzat. Right? The only time that Akash Baruch Hu promised something good and then took it back was because of this issue, of this failure to give Tochacha. Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem Elov, this is the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Hashem is discussing punishing the Jews in Yerushalayim. He's talking to the angels that are going to go do the damage in Yerushalayim. So Hashem said to him, or to the angel he's talking to, Avur b'tocha, you're going to the city, b'tocha Yerushalayim, v'haytaves tav al metzchos ha'anashim, ha'ne'enachim v'ha'ne'enachim. He said to the angel, go to the city of Yerushalayim and write a tuf on the foreheads of all the people who are crying and sighing, meaning the people who are upset about all the averos. I'll call toevos ha'anashim b'tocha, people who are upset about all the toevos, about all the disgusting things that are happening in the city. So what's going on over there? Amalei Kosh Baruch Hu the Gavriel, Leich Urisham al Mitzchum Shal Tzadikim Tav Shal Dio. Go and write on the foreheads of the Tzadikim a tuf, right, literally a tuf, in ink. And we're Gemara's going to talk about why a tuf, the letter tuf. Shalol Yishaltu Bahimachai Chavala, because so that the angels who are going to go, start wreaking havoc in Yerushalayim shouldn't touch the Tzadikim. The Mitzchum Shal Rishayim Tav Shal Dam. You should write a tuf of blood on the foreheads of the Rishayim, so the Chavalas of the Malachim know what to do. Obviously, we read a very similar theme in Leila Seder, on Pesach. Amra, so the angel said back to Kosh Baruch Hu, Amra Midas Adin Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu, so the Midah of Judgment, Kilu, said to Kosh Baruch Hu, Rimon Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu, what's the difference between the Tzadikim and the Rishayim? So Amalah, so Hashem said back to her, or it's to the Min Sadin, halal tzaddikim gemurim, but halal rishayim gemurim. So yeah, well, these guys are tzaddikim, these guys are rishayim. So I'm rather fine with the bunch of olam. So the Min Sadin said back to him, Haya biyodim lumchos v'lo michu. They could have protested the all the isurim and all the toivas going on, and they didn't. So Amrullah, so he said back to her, to the Midas Adin, Hashem said back to the Midas Adin, Galui v'yadu lefanai, it's revealed before me, she michu b'hem lo yikablu b'hem, that if they would have protested, they wouldn't have accepted it. So Amrullah lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, im lefanecha galui, lahem mi galui. Right, okay, fine, you know that they wouldn't have accepted their tochacha, but how did the tzaddikim know that they wouldn't accept the tochacha? V'hane d'chtiv, and then the pasuk, that's what the pasuk says, Zakein b'chur u'vesula tafen Hashem tahargu l'mashchis ve'al kol ish asher alav hatav al tikshu u'mimikdashai tachilu meaning start with my mikdashai yuksiv v'yichalu ba'nashim azkenim asher lefnei ha'bayis. It says that they started with the older chevre in front of the bayis, and Tani Rav Yosef al tikri mikdashai ela mikudashai, right, don't start with the Beis HaMikdash, but rather start with the holy ones. These are the people, the tzaddikim. You see that Kosh Baruch Hu reneged on his, you know, promise of protection for the tzaddikim, because they should have given tochacha to the rishayim. Umiyad and immediately it said, "Vinei shishan Hashem ba'im miderech sar ha'elyon Hashem b'pnei tzafona v'ish kli metzafo b'yado." They're talking about six angels coming to go wreak havoc and start killing people in Yerushalayim, Rachmana Litzlan. Ish echad at besocham lavush habadim lekeses asufer b'masna vayavo vayamdu etzal mizbech anachoshes. They said they started by the mizbech anachoshes. The Gemara says mizbech anachoshes. What do you mean? Mihava, was there any mizbech? Was there an altar in that time? The days of Yecheskel, it was gone already. Right, it was gone already. It was the anachoshes. Rashi says mizbech anachoshes already nignas by Shlomo Amelach, right, and he made a bigger one. But it wasn't made out of nechoshes, it was made out of evan, out of stone. So there was no mizbech nechoshes. That was only in the times of the Mishkan. So what are you talking about? They start the Magefa by the time of right by the mizbech nechoshes. So Amalu Kosh Baruch Hu itchil b'makom sha'omrim shira v'fanai. Right, really start with the people who say shira in front of me, i.e., Rashi says the Levim. Right, again, the Levim were the tzaddikim. Usually, start with the tzaddikim, and that's where it should start. Umayyad, just to finish up the start, and we'll do a Tosfos quickly just to clarify one point. Umayyad ninu shisha nashim, who were these six people? Amar Bechista, Ketef, Af, Chema, Umashchis, Umashber, Umichla. Six descriptions of anger the names of these angels that went forth and wreaked destruction on Am Yisrael. So just quickly, just to summarize, by the way, the first Tosfos on the top, right, he says the only time there is a mitzvah to do tochacha is if there is a suffik, meaning if a person has a suffik, whether the person doing the avera will accept it from him, then he has to do the give tochacha. But if a person knows for sure, for a fact, right, again, that was the example, that's what the Midas Hadin said back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, do these tzaddikim know whether they're going to listen to them or not? So clearly it was still a bit of a suffik. But Tosfos says, so if for sure you know that the people that you see doing something inappropriate will not accept it from you, so then that the Rebbe Gemara says in a couple of places that Tosfos quotes, it's better for the people to be shogigim, that they should not know that it's usher, than to be mezidim, that to know that it's usher, but to do it anyway. Right? So again, so you're telling them that it's usher will only make it worse. In a scenario where they will not listen to you. Okay, fine. Now back in the Gemara, Umayshna Tuf. Why do they write a Tuf on these people, on the Rishayim and the Tzadikim's heads? So Amarav, Tuf Tichya Tuf Tamus, because it stands for two words. One, for the Tzadikim, it should have been Tichya, and for the Rishayim, it should have been Tamus. Shmuel Amar, Tama Zuchus Avos, because the Zuchus Avos has expired, is no longer in effect, right? We know Zuchus Avos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, protect us for a certain amount of time, but we see in the Gemara that there's an opinion here that the Zuchus Avos has run out a long time ago. Not everybody agrees, right? Obviously, we still daven with Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, etc., etc. We always talk about Zuchus Avos and Shmoneh Esrei, etc., but there is an opinion in the Gemara that actually has and run out and expire. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tachun Zchus Avos, that the Zchus Avos should protect us, should have Tachun Rachamim, you know, should have mercy. Okay, Rishlagish Amar Tav Sof Chosamal Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, all these opinions. What was the purpose of the Tav? What does that symbolize? Rishlagish says that is the end of the seal of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Damar Rabbi Chanina Chosmo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Right, the seal of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Right, is the imagery that we had before. We mentioned a couple of blocks ago. We're going to mention again is that, you know, when a ring has a seal on it, right? The noble people used to seal. I guess, you know, put it by putting their stamp or their seal at the end of the ring into some wax, they would send a letter, etc., right? You can get that imagery. I'm sure you've seen it before. So that's the image here, that Akash Baruch's, on Akash Baruch's quote-unquote seal, it says the words MS, because obviously Akash Baruch Hu is MS Lamito, truth, you know, impersonified. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Elu b'nei Adam she'kaimim es haTorah kulam alef ad tof. These are the people who were mekabel the Torah. Another opinion, why are they tough? Because they're people who were mekabel the Torah from Aleph Ad Tough. Now the Gemara asks, one second. We had mentioned that, right, that Schus Avos, according to Shmuel, the Schus Avos has run out. So the Gemara says, Me'imas Aitama Schus Avos. When did that happen? Well, what do you mean? Schus Avos is gone. So the Gemara is going to give a bunch of opinions. Amar Rav, the Mosya Hoshea ben Beiri, from the days of Hoshea. Shinamas Pazik says, Agale es nivlaso leine ma'aveha v'ishlo yitzilana miyadi. Right, no one will save. Right, Akash Baruch Hu will reveal the disgustingness of Am Yisrael, and no one will save them from my hand. Meaning, as implying that there used to be someone who could save us, i.e., you know, the Schus Avos, the Avos. Shmuel Amar miyamei Chazael, from the days of Chazael, because Shemar, as the pasuk says, veChazael Melech Aram lachatz es Yisrael kol yemei Yehoaz. Right, Chazal, the king of Aram, you know, afflicted and put lachatz, so bothered Am Yisrael during the days of Yoachaz. The pasuk says, "Vayichan Hashem osam vayirachamim vayifan aleim laman briso as Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'ol lova hashchisam v'lo hashlichem me'al panav ad ata." Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved them and didn't throw them out until now, really implying that until now there was chus avos, but afterwards there won't be. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Miyamei Eliyahu, from the days of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Shalem our famous story. Vahi Balos HaMincha Vayigash Eliyahu HaNavi Vayomer Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael Hayom Yodea Ki Ata Elokim B'Yisrael Vani Avadecha. Right, this is part of Eliyahu's prayer. Hashem, please listen to me, do a nace and bring down the fire to burn my Mizbeach and to, you know, disprove the Mizbeach of the Baal. With Varecha Asisi is called Rema'ila. Right, again, he invoked Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. I guess that was the last straw. Right, Rashi says, "Midkamer Hayom Yodea Velasulo," meaning from now, and not any, not on, and not further. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mimei Chizkiyahu from the days of Chizkiyahu, Shemar LaMarbe Hamishrei LaShalom and Kates Al Kisei David VaMamachto LaChinoso LaSadam VaMishpat VaTzedaka Me'ata VeAdolam Kinas Hashem Tzvakos Taz Zos." Meaning me'atav yad olam, from now into forever, meaning that Akash Baruch Hu will save us from now on, but not Schus Avos, meaning a little bit more uplifting, that kinas Hashem Tzvakos will taz ezos v'lo Schus Avos, Rashi says, right, that Schus Avos has ended, and now Akash Baruch Hu himself will take care of us, Mitzvah. Okay. Amar of Ami, Ein Misa B'lo Chet. There is no death without sin. Vein yisurin b'lo avon, and there's no affliction. There is no pain without sin, without chait. And again, there's a debate in terms of what chait versus avon is. There is a Gemara that says that chait is b'shogeg and avon is b'mezin, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, let's go with that for now. But there's a lot of Yom Nora in Torah in terms of Chet and Avon and Pesha, etc., etc. But okay, meaning Lamaisa, Misa, and Yisurim don't come unless there's some sin involved. How do you know? In Misa below Chet, the Chetiv, as the Pasuk says, HaNefesh HaChotas Ti Tamus. Someone who sins will die. Ben Lo Yisa Avon Ha'av. Ba'avon Ha'av. A son won't carry the sins of the father. Ba'av Lo Yisa Ba'avon Ha'ben. A father doesn't carry the sons of the sin. Tzidkas haTzadik alav tiyeh, that the righteousness of a person is on him. Verishas haResha alav tiyeh, right? Meaning that, obviously, that only someone who sins will end up dying. Ein yisurim b'lavon, there is no affliction without sin. Dechtim, because the Pasuk says, v'chanti b'shevet pesham v'nagim avonam. But again, the pesha, right there, sin, and that talks about negayim is avonam, right? That only through sin is there pesha, is there negayim, etc., etc. Meisve, 1 second, hold on. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, Amru Malachi Hashayis Tefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Kanasta Mita Shel Adam Arishon. Why did you kill Adam Arishon? Simple question. Right? Mitzvah Kaltzi V'Siva Avar Aleh. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, well, I gave him an easy mitzvah, and he messed it up, and he violated it. So the angel said back to him, 1 second, Malo Moshe V'Aron, Shekima Kol HaTorah Kulo Umesu. Didn't Moshe and Aaron and Mekayim the entire Torah, and they died? So Amalei, Mikra Echel Atzadik V'Lo Rasha L'Tov. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu said back to them, no, because this is something that happens to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. To a human being. So Kosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, there's one thing that happens to tzaddikim, rishayim, to good, to bad. Right, so apparently, Moshe and Aaron, according to this mandama, according to this brisa, Moshe and Aaron never sinned. Kosh Baruch Hu took them because that's it, that's what happens. You know, everybody dies. So he writes, the Gemara says, Hu da'amar ki hai tana. So Rabbi Ami holds like this tana. The tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, af Moshe and Aaron bechatam meisu. That really, right, the more, obviously, more well-known approach, the Moshe and Aaron died because of their sins. What died? What was that? Because Moshe hit the rock. Shnemar yan lo hemantem bi. Right? You didn't lack the shenim zok bnei Yisrael. Right? That's what Kosh Baruch Hu says right after Moshe hits the rock. Ha hemantem bi, adayin lo higi esmanchem li poter min olam. Because if you had believed in me, meaning if you had done what I had asked and caused Am Yisrael to have this tremendous outpouring of emunah, so your time to leave the world would not have come. Okay, Meisvei, 1 second. We'll go back against Rav Ami, who said that death only comes because of sin. Arba mesu be'etio shel nachash. Excuse me. 4 people died with the advice of the snake, meaning only because the snake convinced Adam and Chava to sin, but really their own sins. Right? We're something perhaps familiar, that there are 4 people who never sinned, and yet they died anyway. Ve'iluhin, these are them, Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram avi Moshe, Yishai avi David, Vikilav ben David. And those 4 people never sinned, but they died because that's what happens to people. The Kulhu Gemara, and all of them are a tradition. Levarmi Yishai Avi David, except for Yishai, the Mefarish Be'ekra, because the Pasuk says straight up that Yishai never sinned. Because Dichtiv, the Gemara is going to prove right now. Et Amasa Shem Sam Avshalom Tagas Yoav Sarat Tava. The Amasa, who is Amasa, Ben Ish Ushmo Yisra Israeli, Asher Ba'el Al Vigail Bas Nachash. Achos Tzeruya, Aim Yoav. Now, this is not Avigail that married David, but it's Avigail, one of David's sisters. And it calls her Bas Nachash. V'chi Bas Nachash hava, v'lo Bas Yishai hava. She was one of Yishai's daughters. Dechtev, Achosayim, Tzeruya, v'Avigail. Right? That's in Divrei Hayamim. It lists off the children of Yishai, and one of them was Avigail. Ela Bas Misha Meis Bet Yoshal Nachash. So then you see from that pasuk that Yishai is called Nachash, because he died because of the advice of the Nachash and not from his own sins. So Gemara says, money. Hold on a second. Now, who is this Brisa like? Ilei Matana de Malachi Sharis. If it's that Tana, that Brisa that we brought at the top of the Amud, that talked about back and forth, like what did Akash Baruch Hu end up saying to the angels that Moshe died, and Moshe and Aaron only died because of their own chait? So v'ha'ika Moshe ve'Aaron. So if it's that Tana, so what about Moshe ve'Aaron? Meaning, this brisa lifts off 4 people who never sinned. If it's the Tana who holds that Moshe and Aaron never sinned, so why did he leave out Moshe and Aaron? It's El Alav, but it must not be that Tana, and therefore Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It must be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Moshe Minag, Yishmisa Beluchim, Yishisir Belo Avon. Right? You see that there is people can live. People can die without a chait. Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had said, "Af Moshe Aaron bechetam mesu." It must be that, according to that opinion, if you tell me that that opinion holds that people can die without chait, so then Rabbi Ami doesn't have anybody to talk to hold like, and then Tiyufta, Rabbi Ami Tiyufta, and then it's true that Rabbi Ami is not correct, and that we see that a person, however rare it is, but it is possible for a person to die without chait and have yisurim without avon. Now we're going to go through a bunch of people. We're not going to do all of it today. We're going to to the end of the Perek really talks about, but we're going to talk about a bunch of people who sinned, didn't sin, perhaps didn't sin, most people who think they sinned, maybe something else was going on. So the first subject is Reuven. And Rabbi Yonason says, anybody who says that Reuven sinned is mistaken. What is he talking? What are we talking about? Shenamach, the pasuk says, "By you, bnei Reuven." Oh, sorry. But just before we get there, because the pasuk, I guess the pasuk will quote it in a minute, right? Then that's the next line of the Gemara. After Rachel died, so Yaakov moved his bed into Bilhah's tent, who was Rachel's shivcha, and Reuven got very upset. He thought it was a big affront to his mother Leah, so he moved Yaakov's bed, maybe, into Leah's tent. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, "Vayishkaves Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv." That it says that that Reuven actually slept with Bilhah. And the pasuk afterwards, right after that, literally right after that, the pasuk says, "Vayibnei Yaakov Shnei Masar." That Yaakov's sons were 12. So that's what the Gemara is going to teach us right now. So just to back to the two dots, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmanah and Rami Yonason, Kol HaOmer Reuven Chata Inu El HaTorah. Anybody who says that Reuven sinned is mistaken. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masar. Right, Bnei Yaakov, right, Yaakov had 12 kids. Right, obviously we knew that already. Pasuk doesn't need to tell me that. Malame, that teaches me Shekulan Shekulin Ke'echad. The Ke'achas. They're all equal to each other. They're all equal to one. Meaning they were all the same. Reuven had not actually sinned or fallen because of his actions. El amadi mekayim ayishkavis Bilhah pelegesh aviv. So what does it mean? That when the pasuk says that Reuven killed, God forbid, Reuven slept with Bilhah. Malavin shebilbel matzao shel aviv. He messed up. He moved the bed of his father. Umale alakasov kilu shachavimah. And the Torah considers it as if he slept with her. Okay, so that's one opinion. The Kohen Rabbi Yonason, Reuven never sinned. Tanya, we looked at the Brisa of Shimon Elazar Omer, Mutzal Oso Sadik Me'oso Avon, Vloba Maiso Zeliado. No, Reuven was saved from that chait, and he didn't actually do it. But he was saved from it, meaning he saved himself or some sort of Eitza. Efshar Asid, because, and he proves it, Efshar Asid Zaro Lamod Al Har Eval. Is it possible for Reuven's children in the future to stand in Har Eval? Har Eval, right? We had Moshe makes Bnei Yisrael stand on Har Grizim and Har Eval, and then say out these curses and blessings to Yisrael. So Reuven was on Har Eval, and they said, "Arur Shochevim Eishes Aviv." Who is cursed? Someone who sleeps with his father's wife. So there's no way that Reuven could have done that. V'yavo Chet Zed Liado. You're telling me that Reuven could have violated that sin, and later generations later, his children would curse whoever did that? Ella, no. It says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, "Mani mekayim vayishkaves Bilhah pelegesh aviv." What does that mean? What then? Pasuk says he slept with her. Albon imo tova. He was just tovea. He just claimed the albon is like a protest, like the claim of his mother. Meaning he was protesting, her embarrassment. And so he kind of like was backing up Leah on this one. Amar, he said, if my mother's sister was her rival, shivchas achos imi te tzara le'imi, what are you telling me, that now her maidservant is going to be my mother's rival? So Amar ubilba matzah, then he got up and he moved the bed into Leah's tent. So Acherim omrim, and Acherim say, and it's the language is not exactly, I'm thinking about it, it's not exactly precise, it wasn't necessarily saved from that chait. But meaning it didn't actually occur like that. Didn't actually happen like that. Fine. Okay. Acherim omrim acherim say, no. Shtei mitzvos bilbel. Achas shel shchina ve'achas shel aviv. Really, Reuven mixed up two beds. One for the shchina and one for his father. Rashi says that apparently Yaakov used to have a bunch of beds. He had two beds in each, I guess, tent. Want to see where that Rashi is, I think. One second. Achas Shashchina, towards the top. Achas Shashchina, Kachaya Yaakov Ose Barba Ale Nashav. Well, how would Yaakov know which tent to go to every night? So Mamid Mita L'Shchina. He put a third bed in the room for the Shchina, Uba Oso Ohel Shu Roa Bo Shchina, Uba Volan Bo Oso Laila. And whatever tent he would see the Shechina visit, when you're on that level, I guess you can pull that, then he would. That's where Yaakov knew where to go. And that's what it means. That's that's Yitzu'ei Allah is plural. That's how you know that that Reuven kind of missed two bets. Okay, fine. Kitanai, like a machlokes tanaim, that whether Reuven actually slept with her or not, there's a machlokes tanaim. Togas kamayim mato. Sorry, that's one of the brachos that the beginning of the bracha Yaakov says to Reuven. He says, "You are you're just like mayim. You flow like water. You run quickly to do things like water. Alto, sorry, you're not going to be first. Meaning, you're not going to be the bechor." Rabbi Eliezer says, "Pazza chavsa chalsa zalsa." You take the word pachas and you break it down into a bunch of acronyms that all these rabbanim are going to learn out. Pazda, you were paz, you acted very fast, or you were quick to act without thinking. Chavsa, you were chayiv. Zalsa, you were mezalzel in my kavod, or my bed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, pasata al das, you stepped over the halacha. Chatasa, you sinned. Zanisa, you were chayiv uznus almost. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, pilalta, that you davened. Chalsa, you also, another way to daven. And zarcha tvilasecha, and your prayer, because that you should be forgiven. Right, we know that later on, when Yosef is sold, Reuven is not by the pit. So Chazal say that Reuven was davening to be forgiven for the sin of what he did, of moving the bet. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel says that pachas refers to. Amram Gamliel, dain tzrichan anu l'modoi. But still, even though I have this pshat, we still need the pshat of the modoi. Because Rabbi Eliezer Modoi, Omar hafoch hasatev v'darsha. Rabbi Eliezer Modoi says you can learn it backwards. And therefore, you start with the zayin, zizata, you shook, hirtata, you kind of walked backwards, and parcha chet mimcha, and the sin left you, meaning that perhaps that he would have sinned, and then it left. As again, it's a machlokes in those tanaim in terms of whether he sinned or not. Some Amorim would say that he did sin, and some Amorim say that he did not sin, or that the sin was forgiven. But Rashi here says that, where's that Rashi? Pachas, no, the last one, right? Chalisa? No. Zazazta. Yirei lachto, meaning you were afraid to sin, and therefore you didn't actually sin, and that's right, she says, yeah. The Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Chata, Rabbi Gamliel, Lomodoi, BK Shlachto, Velo Chata, right? The Machlok has 2-on-2, whether Reuven actually did that Avera. Rava Amar, Rabbi Yelah, Rabbi Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Pachas is Zacharta on Shoshal Davar, you remembered what the punishment is, Chalisa Atzmach HaCholi Godel, you made yourself sick, and Rashi says here, because you didn't want to sin, Chalsavit, right, no, that's not the right one, Chalisa, Choli Godol is Apek Mechvosh Yitzro, you made yourself sick to the point where you had to be, in order to be able to overcome your Yitzhara, and Pirashal Milachto, and you did not end up sinning. Okay. And the Gemara says here, Reuven, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, David, Shlomo, Yoash, we're going to talk about all these people, whether they sinned or not, even though the Pazik seemed to imply that they did. So we just talked about Reuven, we're going to talk about Bnei Eli, the sons of Eli HaKohen, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, and then we're going to get to other topics. That's going to be for tomorrow's shiur. But anyway, so let's dive into it. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmena, Rabbi Yonasan, Kola Omer Bnei Eli Chatu Eina Elatoa. Someone who says that the sons of Eli, Chofni and Pinchas, sinned, is making a mistake. Ashen Amar, because the pasuk says, V'sham Shnei Bnei Eli Chofni and Pinchas Kohanim Lashem. Sover LaKarav, Rabbi Yonasan holds like Rav. Amar Rav Pinchas Lo Tchata. Because as we're going to see in a minute, Rav holds that Pinchas never sinned, and therefore, and Makish, Chofni the Pinchas. Since the pasuk connects the two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, Ma Pinchas lo chata, af Chofni lo chata. Right? You see that neither of them sinned, because the pasuk combines the two. Elamani mekayim, asheish kavunes hanashim, mitoch asheish kavunes hanashim. The pasuk says later, as we're going to see, that Chofni and Pinchas, it says that they slept with women who came to the Beis HaMikdash, or I guess by then it was the Ohel Moed, to the Mishkan. So what does that mean? So, Mitok Shesho is Kineim, Shelo Holchu Etzil Baalim, Malayala Kosov Keilu Shachrum. So just to clarify what was going on there, Chafni and Pinchas, for whatever reason, delayed the offering of the birds of women. There are a couple of scenarios where women will bring a couple of birds as a korban. One is after they give birth, another one is after the metzora. For whatever reason, Chofni and Pinchas were delaying these korbanos. And since they delayed the korbanos and the women had to hang around to make sure that their korbanos actually got brought, and they delayed in returning to their husbands, so that Ma'ale Alei Anakosov Kilu Shachvam, and the pasuk says it's as if they slept with these women. Right? It was, no, obviously they didn't, but it was as if they did. Okay. Now, Gufa, let's go back and discuss what Rav said. We said, Amar Rav, Pinchas lo chata. Rav said that Pinchas himself did not sin. And according to Rav, only Chofni sins. Right? He disagrees with Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan holds like Rav, but Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yonasan. He holds that Pinchas was fine, and Chofni was the one who didn't sin. Shemeva, as Pazik says, V'achia ben Achitov, Achi, Ikavod, ben Pinchas, ben Eli Kohen Hashem. That's the description of one of the Kohanim Gedolim, as Rashi says later on. Bishilo nose efod haresh, mishayaksu l'shvach, umaskir l'vshem Pinchas avi avi. We see that the Tanakh lists all of his forefathers, l'shvach, and again you're praising Achia, who is the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, efshar chata ba liado v'akasov miyakso. Right, is it possible that Pinchas would have sinned, and the pasuk traces all of his lineage back to Pinchas in an appreciative way? And just to clarify again, this is not Pinchas in the Torah. That was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. This is Pinchas ben Eli. So it couldn't be that Pinchas sinned, and then the pasuk praised one of his descendants and traced it all the way back to him. V'alokar nemar yikares Hashem le'isha sher yasanu er va'onam ele Yaakov magish min chala shem tzarkos. And Pasuk already says that Hashem will cut off someone who makes sins from in the tents of Yaakov, meaning in from Am Yisrael. If you mess up these, and then he brings a korban, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will cut off this person. In Yisrael, who lo yelo erba chachamim. If he's a Yisrael, he won't have any smart people amongst the chachamim. Literally, er means awake, but some of the people who are smart and sharp. V'lo onev talmidim, and he won't end up having talmidim to answer. V'im koinu, and if he's a koin, lo yelo ben magish mincha. He won't end up having a child that will bring a korban mincha. Well, we see that Pinchas is grand. How many is that? Whatever, a Greek grandson maybe. Achia was the Kohen Gadol, so it can't be that Pinchas would have sinned and had this child who ended up being the Kohen Gadol. El alav shmo minah, Pinchas lo chato. So it seems that Pinchas did not sin. El haksiv, one second, but the pasuk says, Asher yishkavun, that they slept with the women, so yishkavan ksiv. It says, no, it's written singular, right? Yishkavun is plural, but it's written in the singular. Ayav haksiv, el banai, ki lo tova shmo, my sons, Eli says to his children. What I'm hearing is not so good. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak b'niksev. It says it's written my son, not both, just Chofni, not Pinchas. Vaksiv ma'virim, but it says that they are sinning there. I'm Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua ma'viram ksev. It says without the second unit, and therefore it's written in the singular. I vaksiv b'nei Belial. Doesn't it say that they were b'nei Belial? It's a reference to what's b'nei Belial. Usually of the Avodah Zarah, what is that? I guess in Bnei Bnei'al literally means they're wicked. Okay, fine. Mitoksha hayalo lepinchas limchos lachafni v'lo micha. Aye, so why did the Torah, and this is the whole reason we have it here, that's where we got, what we started with in the daf today, that why is it called that Bnei Bnei'al, the sons of Eli, were sinners? Because Pinchas should have protested what Chofni was doing, so therefore the pasuk considers it. So therefore, my little akasov ki ilu chata, the pasuk considers as if Pinchas sinned as well, but he wasn't actually doing the same avera as Chofni. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will be right there tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.